It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 station statewide, Friday afternoons. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to folks with disabilities and others who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about the Ronald McDonald House Hawaii and how they work here in the Aloha State. Honolulu's two Ronald McDonald Houses are open year-round, 24 hours a day. They're a temporary home for families that have to come to the Honolulu area seeking specialized medical care for kids and catastrophic illnesses at some times. Guest families come from throughout the South Pacific, too. In fact, 75% of the folks who get assisted by this service in Honolulu come from islands other than Oahu. It's an honor to have our friends returning here from the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii, President Jerry Chong and Public Relations Manager Gene Davis. They're back here on ATC. Jerry and Gene, thank you so much for returning and for all the good work you're doing out there.
Great. Glad to be back here, Dave.
It's a pleasure.
Great to see you guys again. And even though you've helped a lot of folks, and I told somebody, I can't remember, this is like last time that you were on, but I remember telling somebody about your visit, and their thing was, I love the Ronald McDonald House. They were really there for us when we needed them. And I can't remember who it was to give credit to. But in any event, there are lots of people out there in the community who have had run-ins with your organization and can speak to the good things that you were able to do to help them out in a tough time. But there are a lot of other people listening, and I guess they've been really fortunate in life that they haven't had to need something like that yet, or take advantage of it or hear about it. So fill us in on the mission, Jerry, on exactly what you guys do and how it works to help folks.
Sure. Well, at the Ronald McDonald House, what we do is we provide primarily lodging as well as a whole slew of other support services for seriously ill children and their families who have to seek medical care. Most times it's for very critical or serious injuries, and they have to come to Oahu for their treatment because it's not available where they live. So the children, they come primarily from the neighbor islands, but we also have families and very sick children that come from the Pacific Rim Islands, and oftentimes even families who are visiting. They're tourists or they're just visiting the islands, and something catastrophic happens. There's an illness, there's an accident, and they find their way to the Ronald McDonald House.
And these kind of things, medical emergencies, that's something that a lot more people have had some experience with. And the thing is, they usually cost a lot of money. So you can imagine all of a sudden someone really vulnerable, like a child, has a medical crisis. And not only is that about to cost an enormous amount of money despite potential insurance that you've got, but then you have to go somewhere, and lodging in a place like this, especially one that's tourist driven like Hawaii is, those kind of things can skyrocket the expenses. So for somebody who might need help to take advantage of the generosity, and we'll hear a bit about the services and more about the facilities, what are any requirements that a family or people would have to utilize your help?
Basically, it's you have to have a child who is very seriously ill or injured. You have to not be a resident or living on the island of Oahu, which means that you need lodging, and you need help. You need help. And what we do is we immediately offer services for the family, lodging and everything else. We pick the families up at the airport. We provide meals and food for them, transportation back and forth to the hospital, all the kinds of everyday things that they are going to be faced with. What we want to do is address all of that so that the family can just focus on their child, take care of their child. We have families who stay with us. It can be for several days. It can be many weeks or months. And while we do ask families, if they are able to contribute, say, $20 a night towards their stay, it is not a fee. We don't charge a fee at all. And for most of these families, when your child is very sick and is in the internal intensive care unit, the expenses pile up. Yeah. So most frequently what we do is we waive all the costs.
And that's, again, a good point about how intense medical treatment can be, which is a big part. It's a bigger concern in our entire country, really, is the way that things go when you do have a medical crisis. And this is just one of those areas that can really wipe a person out and very quickly. when you talk about months of having.
And, that's right.
And some of the medical crises, like I said, we're also lucky in many cases not to have had to face them, but there are some bad situations, and often to have a child in that, that's got to be very, like you said, I mean, you want to focus on that and not be mm-hmm. figuring out, like, what are we going to do tomorrow and how are we going to get by? So you guys have two main facilities for overnighting, Judd Hillside House and the Oahu Avenue location, and a third day facility. You want to take a stab at describing what these locations are like? Brother Gene?
Sure, be glad to. Our Oahu Avenue house is specialized for families whose children are inpatient. So it's adult-oriented. In other words, one example is at the Judd Hillside house, where we have the children staying. There's a huge toy room and great outdoor play area and an indoor play area. But over at the Oahu Avenue house, which again will have parents of children, we have an exercise room instead, a way for them to get their stresses out. And so that's kind of an example. At the Judd Hillside House, if a child is being treated on an outpatient basis or is traveling with siblings, we would put them up at the Oahu Avenue House, which, as I mentioned, is more child-friendly. The Judd Hillside House, which is more child-friendly. So those are our two programs that we operate.
You know, this is a great opportunity, though, for me to talk about the partnership and the connections that we have been able to forge that has made it possible for us to offer so many things to the families. A good quarter of $1 million worth of services and goods that we would have to pay for otherwise is provided and donated by very, very generous corporations, companies, individuals in the community. For instance, we have a partnership with Speedy Shuttle so that when a family flies over and they've got their child, we meet them at the airport, and Speedy Shuttle complimentary picks him up, takes him straight to the hospital, or brings him to the house. If you take a look around your own house, you look around your own house and you think, what are the things that I have to buy or provide, from groceries and cleaning products to appliances, you know, carpeting, all of those kinds of things. Now multiply that by 17 families. That's what we need. And I mean, we're talking about canned goods, we're talking about Ziploc bags and paper products. We get a lot of that donated from the community. And I really want to emphasize that a lot, because that's really how we're able to survive and provide for all of the families. And construction, electrical, plumbing.
People helping you in kind to get those things done around the properties.
They help us in so many ways. So I would encourage people to also think outside of the box when they're looking at ways to support and to provide and to help.
You guys have fax, copy machine, computer access, fully stocked kitchen, as you were referring to, transportation to and from the hospital. So Speedy handling the transportation, but it's donations or with the it's donated money that you guys get or other donations that help to keep the fax, the copy machine, the computer access, the kitchen going.
That's right.
We have wireless now, too, so it's a little easier for families to use their own cell phones. These days, almost everybody has their own cell phone.
Well, after your 30-year milestone, I would expect that is that is something that would come with passing that. Are there other new things on that note that you want to share that have happened since we celebrated that last year, I guess that was?
Gosh, we've had so much incredible support. Our 30th anniversary last year was just out of this world. We've did so many things with so many people. We did outreach to all of the neighbor islands and had mall events at the major shopping centers and invited the community to come and learn about what we do and meet us and invite our families who have stayed at the house from that island to come and see us. So each one of those events also turned out to be a bit of a reunion for us. And we get so much positive feedback from folks who have stayed there and families who have stayed there. You know, almost anywhere we go, if we start talking about the house, someone will come up to us and say, my auntie and uncle stayed right. at your house, or we actually stayed at a house on the mainland, a Ronald McDonald House, and we want to give back. The major theme of families that have stayed with us is how do we give back? And it's quite heartwarming to do that.
Well, I'm sure it is. Some of these things that you guys need and ways that people could give back, and you'll tell me if this thing needs to be updated on your website or not, but it says paper plates, paper towels, plastic forks, individually wrapped snacks, butter, AA and AAA batteries, gift cards that people who are staying with you could use at restaurants or at retail department grocery stores. All of those things, if people out there wanted to help to support you with, are still
That's right.
heavily
and
needed.
We often have schools or groups, even families, companies, they have drives. Food drives, paper product drives, or they come and we have a Sunday meal program. They come to the house, they bring all the ingredients, and they prepare a full-on Sunday dinner for all of our families.
So like you were saying, if people, getting back to when you said think outside the box, if you have an idea for how you want to help, so that's, you just gave an example of how someone could say, hey, well, I have an idea maybe they haven't thought of, I could come and make a dinner for them or
yes,
something.
Yes. We tie in a lot to the holidays. We have had people and companies come up and host, say, a Halloween dinner and party for all the kids at the house, right. or Easter, an Easter brunch and an Easter egg hunt, or Mother's Day. We always have families at the house during every single holiday right. of the year. And it's something that we try to make a very big deal of for these families because it's hard being far away from home.
Right, yeah, and not just that, not knowing, I mean, the uncertainty, you know, that's like the center of all this is this medical attention. And the reality, as we were sort of talking before we went on the air, I mean, it's really serious stuff. And your health is sort of, you can try to control it as much as you want, but it's a, you know, to be in a house on a holiday and you're there and your child is facing, I mean, who knows what, and yeah. the uncertainty of what they face. Yeah, I mean, it really, it's obvious why it would be nice to have people being nice to you when you're in that vulnerable step. And the volunteering aspect, Jerry, and also Gene. So in addition to helping to keep the houses up to speed in terms of the maintenance that we alluded to earlier with people who have trade skills like that, are there other volunteer needs that you want to highlight that you could use the support of?
All the time. Life, really, volunteers are the lifeblood of the Ronald McDonald House. And you can volunteer in so many ways. A lot of people, they take a look at their skills. For instance, plumbers, electricians, contractors. But we have gardeners. We have people who volunteer and answer the phones. We have volunteers who come into arts and crafts with the kids. Our board, they're all volunteers. We have 17 members on our board, and it's a really good cross-representation of industries, all different industries throughout the community. And it's a very hands-on board, a very hands-on board that comes together, and they serve on all of our committees, and they roll up their sleeves and they work hard. They are our primary volunteers. It kind of starts there. We have a base of about 80 very, very active volunteers. I'm talking about volunteers who come in every single week.
Amazing.
And then we have hundreds of more volunteers who work at all of our special events and who work on cleanups, all those kinds of things. And you can never have too many.
Right. And there's a level for everyone, is what you're
saying. Exactly.
And there's a really good list of all the volunteer opportunities on our website.
Right.
You just go to the website, hit volunteer, and you'll see a lengthy list, because we really want the volunteers to do things that they enjoy, things that they feel good about. And so our volunteer manager spends a bit of time trying to make sure that the volunteer during the interview process is matched up with a volunteer role that is perfect for them.
Yeah, volunteers, big deal at Ronald McDonald House, and a way to be able to volunteer at something that's at your level, because there's so many different ways of helping out. There is a, I would say last but not least, And I would answer, sometimes I ask people, are there any misconceptions about your organization? And so I know one with you guys that sometimes comes up, and it's been the topic of fascinating discussions previously with Gene, and that is, of course, the relationship of the Ronald McDonald House to the McDonald's restaurant chain. And the not everybody who listens goes into McDonald's as frequently as I do, perhaps, but when you enter a McDonald's restaurant on the counter, and you probably have, even if you don't go as that frequently, you've seen the change canisters, the donation portal that is on the counter, and maybe have thought, you know, just kind of looked past it because anything you see maybe frequently in your life, you just get so used to seeing, maybe you don't really realize what it's all about. And it's a phenomenal amount of dough that comes out of those things. And so all over the state, at the multitude of McDonald's, there are these little portals. And at the end of the year, the amount of dough that adds up to is what?
It's about $250,000, and all of the money is used to support programs for the family. You talked about a misconception. I think one of the perceptions that we often try to make clear is that Ronald McDonald House Charities is a separate private nonprofit organization. We have our own 501c3 designation. We are not a foundation under McDonald's. However, I have to say McDonald's is and always has been, on the national as well as the local level, our biggest supporter. We are their mission partner and their charity of choice. And when we talk about the canisters, for instance, they take up space within all of the restaurants, but it provides a venue for the community at large to donate and participate. And as I said, that's about $250,000 that comes in.
I just had United Way on recently. Norm Baker, is that his? And he was talking about, and I'm just summing it up, you know, there's a lot of ways people can be philanthropic. When you hear that word, you maybe have this image of this heavy dude in a Jaguar and a nice suit, and he's donating, you know, big chunks of dough. But getting back to what you're saying, you know, you walk in there and you're ordering, you know, a Big Mac and fries or whatever it is, you have an opportunity right there to be philanthropic is really right. What that is. There's always that opportunity. You don't even have to have been buying something. You could be walking by and say, you know what, I'm going to run in real quick and give my change because it makes this huge, you know, it's just one more way of, of expanding to show that it's very easy to be philanthropic and never let that word scare you. It shouldn't be a scary word. It's not a word that relates to people with Mercedes only or something like that. Right. It can be a dude who just got himself a cheeseburger and a McChicken and you give him a dollar and change because that adds up.
Exactly.
Over. And if you're a family staying at the Ronald McDonald House while your kid is battling something, you know, you've just contributed to that effort. Here's how to reach them. RonaldHouseHawaii.org is their website. And at the website, you can learn about the multitude of volunteer opportunities. You can find some email addresses like the one for this handsome fellow across from me, gd@rmhchawaii.org. That would be for Gene Davis. You can give a call to 973-5683. As I noted, there's contact form online for other online inquiries. Perhaps it's something that we didn't cover today. You want to make a heavier donation or be part of their board or think of some way to expand their reach that we didn't cover. And you can learn about it there. You can also get the full interview, the radio feature, all of the contact information, and find all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. And is there anything that, I know that, what is July? Do we have golf coming up in July?
We do, right in the middle of July. We're playing with a couple of dates right now, but soon it'll be on our website. So the important thing is to get your team together, get ready to play a great tournament. I personally think it's the best tournament in the state run by a nonprofit, and we just have things on every single hole that makes it entertaining and fun. And it's far from being a competitive, cutthroat kind of a day. It's all about the kids. It's all about helping. And so we invite folks to get ready, and we'll give you that date as soon as it becomes available.
You're not going to be wearing the Ronald McDonald outfit at that, are you, Gene?
No, I don't expect to be doing that. I don't expect to be doing that.
It's going to be a great day. And Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii President Jerry Chong, Public Relations Manager Gene Davis, back on All Things Considered, back on Helping Hand, talking about their remarkable mission, their colorful mission of helping folks in need. And on behalf of all those families, especially maybe even on behalf of the kids who don't realize what's going on their behalf by all kinds of people who are just trying to make it better. Thanks for doing what you do, and thank you so much for taking the time to come and let me try to help too.
Thank you so much,
Dave. Always a pleasure.